Today's writing is on the theme of self-trust. A quote, "Self-trust is the essence of heroism." I was asked to speak on the topic of trusting yourself on a live stream event this week, and I have to say it took me on something of a wild ride. I remembered the Julie who trusted herself because she learned early not to trust other people. That self-determination that was so strong in the transcendentalists, Thoreau, Alcott, Emerson, and others, when I crave mutuality and collaboration, is one of those paradoxes I have lived with throughout my life. Many of my moments of heroic self-trust, and I had to give myself adequate room to begin to recognize those moments, came when I responded completely from my heart without thinking. The moments when I start to think are the moments fear has room to wiggle into the almost invisible cracks and crevices. What I notice then is this: self-trust and mutually beneficial collaboration are not two sides of a coin. Arriving in a relationship with someone else when we are both 100% self-trusting, responsible for our actions and deeds and thoughts and contributions, this is when shades of heroism are evident. This is when we can respond to a crisis or a crisis in the making and call out for help, and our help arrives without question and responds with heartfelt action and reassurance. Self-trust may sometimes be time away on an island, self-imposed, surrounded by other people, or, as Thoreau did, living in the woods in a small cabin so he could know that level of trust intimately and return to his compadres in Concord refreshed with a vision and a passion and a deliberateness he lacked until this radical action. This writing today has been a 5-minute brain dump writing, which is part of 5-minute magic. When you just move your pencil across the page, your fingers on the keyboard, for a mere 5 minutes, and out flows awareness, ahas, and insights that we can take action on so that our life will be transformed. Thank you for listening.